Welcome to this audio on how to feel confident in your decisions. So why is this important? As an empathic soul, as somebody who is sensitive and aware and tuned in, you've probably discovered on your journey of life that you've been influenced by others. You've been influenced by conditioning and ideas in your own mind that aren't accurate. And because of this, you've made decisions that afterwards you don't feel good about. And then along the way, having made a few of these, you start to lose confidence in your decisions. And when you lose confidence, you might go back and forth and spin yes or no about something for far too long, drains your energy, and makes you feel very unstable and not in your true nature of peace and relaxation and joy and love. So in this audio, we're going to explore this topic. Since it is such a significant topic, and we're going to discover a method that you can use to regain your confidence in your decisions and to make decisions that are accurate and in the highest alignment for you. So the first thing we'll talk about here is, you know, what happened here? Why is it that we're even having this conversation? Well, as we grow up in this world, we are conditioned, we are brainwashed, we are told lots of things, we see lots of things and copy lots of things that are not in alignment with truth. And we might even watch our parents or other people in our lives make decisions. And as children, we copy them. And we're not always copying the best thing. We're not always gathering the right information when we're young and even now when we're being brainwashed to some extent. And so this really creates a situation in which we approach the events of life without the clarity we need to make the right decisions, but rather with kind of a muddled, overwhelmed sense of lots of different opinions and ideas and ways of thinking and belief systems that aren't necessarily ours. And so it becomes very challenging to make decisions. So this is a very important topic for us to address, to re-strengthen the deciding power, the focusing power within you. And we can call this your intellect. And by strengthening your intellect, your tool to make accurate, clear decisions, you can then go into your life with ease, with grace, knowing clearly what is in the highest alignment for all, having a practice where you can even put your own ego aside and really make decisions that are truthful, that you don't second guess or question, and that you feel really wonderful about. So the first thing that we need to do to regain our deciding power is link our minds, link our intellects with the truth. Now, we all know we're very colored by the company we keep, so if we're linking our intellects to other people or situations in the world that are weakening, then we're going to be colored by that energy and it's not going to support us. However, if we link our mind and our intellect with the divine, with the presence of truth, with God, we will be colored by that company, by that energy of total truth and that energy that is in alignment with the highest good for all. And this practice is something we develop over time. We have several guided meditations that help you make this link. And it's really a practice that develops as you continue to connect back in and connect back in and connect back in with that being of truth, that being of love. So that's the first step, and you will be provided with some guided meditations to help you with that. The next thing is to be aware that because we've all been in a consciousness of forgetting and not in our full power of who we are, we haven't been able to make decisions quickly. And for a certain period of time on our return journey to that full power and clarity, there's going to be a gap. There's going to be a pause in which we don't necessarily know the answer right away. However, we can take on a practice that helps us know sooner, so we don't spend days, weeks, you know, even months thinking about something. And this practice is really very simple. And it's something that you can do within your own mind. And at the same time, what might be most helpful is actually having a paper and pen. When faced with a big decision or a small decision, until you've returned to your full sovereign power, clarity, and peace, it is very helpful to take the support of your spiritual parent, of the divine. And what you can do within your own mind or on paper is ask the question, what is in the highest good for all? I am surrendered to the highest good for all. Dear God, dear Divine One, or even saying to your higher self, dear self in the image of the perfection of truth, what would you have me do? And start a dialogue with that part of yourself, with God, that is truthful and that nourishes you. And really, you can do this practice in the way that works for you, building your relationship with God, with that wonderful being, our spiritual parent, is going to help you make clear decisions and help you know what the truth is. And at the same time, there is a part of you as well that is your higher self, that is you in your highest potential, that is you in the likeness of the image of God, of the divine, that is a highly evolved being. And you can tap into that part of yourself as well and ask that one, what would you do in this situation? And the next step is to have patience and to wait for the answer. It might come right away and it might not. The point being is that you ask the question and then you release any attachment or fear about the answer. You totally let it go and you allow the knowing to come. And this really is a practice of humility. It's a practice of recognizing the season we're in, spiritually speaking, as a family of souls who really have forgotten. And because you're listening to this, you're on your return journey, you're aware there's been a forgetting, you're aware that you're ready to return back to your true, full, beautiful awareness of self. And in the meantime, there's a humility and there's a surrender and there's a letting go to the one who does know, the one who has not forgotten, and that is our divine parent, that is God. And at the same time, there's a relationship you can start to build with your higher self, with the part of you that is in the likeness of that one that knows. And as you build these relationships, one being with yourself and one being with God, you begin to have a much clearer sense of what is true and what is not true, because you are colored by this consciousness of the truth. You are actively and consciously tapping into this consciousness of the truth rather than this consciousness of falsehood and fear that is permeating throughout our world. And at a time like this, this practice is essential. It is essential for your sanity, and it is essential for you to regain the strength and the knowing of what is needed in these very delicate times. So practice this, and it might start as a conversation in your mind. And even easier is actually if you have a journal or a piece of paper and you actually write little letters to the divine, to your higher self, and wait for an answer. Sometimes writing it out really helps. If you're working with a certain decision or something you're unclear about, talk to that one. That being, although is not a physical being, is a spiritual being just like you. And we are very real. We are eternal. And so the Supreme Soul, God, is here, is present, is available to be there for you if you just reach out and help strengthen your mind and your intellect, help strengthen your decisions and your awareness of the truth. So begin this practice and see what happens now that perhaps you've gained more awareness of what this problem is with not being able to make the right decisions and then worrying about them after. And so with compassion and with understanding for the season that we're in, you can now have an empowered attitude toward fixing the problem and returning to your true, knowledgeable, powerful, and peaceful state of being. Enjoy this practice. May it serve you for moments and moments and decisions and experiences to come as you continue to realign with the consciousness of the truth. Many blessings and aloha.